Off the Ball, GAA.
You know, people had spoken about the freeze coming off him. Would that affect him? Not an ounce. Water off a duck's back. And I think that people maybe overhyped that a lot throughout the league because, you know, Aidan was going so well and maybe Aaron wasn't getting that feed of ball. You see when you put ball into that man what he can do with it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Heartbreak for Waterford here in Nolan Park as they lose out to Galway by 2 points in the Division 1A League final. It finished up Galway 13 points, Waterford 11. We were all square at halftime, 7 points apiece. After a fairly stop-start 30 minutes, Galway would have been the happier going into the dressing room, knowing they'd have the help of the strong breeze in the second half. What followed then was an incredibly tense affair. 5 minutes in, Lorraine Bray had a goal chance for Waterford after a superb pass from Niamh Rockett. Bray cut open the defence and looked to have been taken down, but no free was given. Kerry Dolan then slotted back-to-back frees to take the lead. The sides traded scores and were level on four separate occasions. But it wasn't until the 59th minute when captain Kerry Dolan put Galway ahead by one. Substitute Caoimhe Kelly then got another superb score in the second minute of injury time to seal the victory. And despite a final push from the Daisha in the dying seconds, it couldn't break the Galway defence to secure a historic first Division 1A victory. Full time here in Nolan Park, it's Galway 13 points, Waterford 11. All eyes now turn to Championship Camogie in the coming weeks. Kerry, congratulations. Galway Division 1A Central Camogie Champions. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I suppose any day you win a National League is a good day, but we really had to earn it out there. Waterford put in an unbelievable performance and it came down to the wire.
The playing against the breeze in the first half, was that a decision? How did the toss go?
Yeah, actually Lorraine ended up winning it and they wanted to go with it. But I suppose it was hard to see if that was a factor because I actually thought we probably played a small bit better with it or against it in the first half, and Waterford maybe thought the same in the second half. So look, it was tough conditions, but I suppose that isn't always the only factor.
It was tense, wasn't it? It was a word to describe the game. Yeah. The first half maybe never really got flowing that much. Yeah. It was all small little rocks, battles, but how did it feel out there?
Yeah, it came down to that really. I can't remember specifically now, but I think at half time they were ahead on the rooks. I think it was either 5 out of 13 or 7 out of 13, which we wouldn't really be happy with. They had the upper hand in that, and look, we were lucky probably we needed to go in a draw game at half time, but with the breeze to come in the second half, so we thought maybe we'd kick on a small bit.
Do you look forward to then knowing you're going out in the second half being able to play with the breeze? I know it's not a huge factor, but taking the freeze and everything, it must make a bit of a difference.
Yeah, I suppose it's a bit easier with the freeze and that, but it's not always a factor. As you can see there in the second half, it came down to the wire. We only got the last couple of points in the end and we had the breeze. That's down to Waterford. You know, I know it's their first National League today, but they really put in an unbelievable performance, and we played them in the group stage of the league as well, and they got the upper hand there, and they've been the form team in this year's league as well.
Yeah. 59 minutes. You get a point from play to put your side one ahead. I saw you complimenting the pass there just before I came over. Yeah. You were getting some great ball in from the rest of the team.
Yeah, like those scores, I was the shot was on for me, but there was a lot of work that's probably unseen behind the camera that was done before it got to me. It was my club mate, Niamh Nyland, that gave me the pass. I was complimenting her there even after the game. A brilliant pass, and that's what you look for your players off the bench. She came in, she did a brilliant job. Caoimhe Kelly the same way, struck a really good score there off her left. And I said, that's what you need. You need your bench, and everyone needs to know that they have a role.
Yeah. Especially for yourselves in Galway, you've got no interprovincial championship. How important was it for you to get the win today?
Yeah, I don't think it's any secret that we put massive emphasis on it. It's our eighth National League in a row. But it's not really what we were looking at. We were looking at the last 3 years, and the last two years before this, we lost. So it wasn't whether we were looking at the eight in a row in league finals. It was looking at we've lost the last two, and this new group haven't won one yet. And that's what we really wanted to get over the line today.
Well, congratulations, Gary. Looking forward to the championship.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Cahill, Division 1A champions Galway, how are you feeling?
Yeah, listen, we're happy to be honest with you. Listen, it was a really, really intense game out there. You know, we really shut up at all in the last 10 minutes. And I suppose, you know, what we talked about at the same time is just getting over the line whatever way possible. And I thought we had huge leaders there in the last 10 minutes and huge players showed up for us. And just really, really happy to win it. Listen, we've lost the last two. We didn't want to be the team that went in the last three league finals in a row. And we got over the line and we're happy with huge amount to improve on, but very happy to be league champions.
Yeah, tense and intense, I think, are the words that could be used to describe, especially that first half. Like, there was nothing in it, and it seemed that any time someone made a mistake, it was pounced on.
Yeah, listen, there was a huge battle around the middle third all the game. And Waterford had us under pressure a good few times in the first half. You know, they're a really, really good team, and we know that. And look, we talked about we needed to be on the money today, and I think we were for most parts. I think maybe the finished product wasn't there for us, and maybe it wasn't there for Watford in a way as well either. But listen, it was a really, really intense game. It's a league final. Everything's not going to be perfect. Both teams are going to improve an awful lot from it, and we're just happy to be champions and happy to get over the line.
One thing that was fairly evident, especially coming into the second half, is any time a Waterford player got the ball, they were under serious pressure. They were surrounded. There was at least three Galway players. Is that something that you've been working on?
Listen, that's something that I think people would associate with this team for the last 6-7 years. I think we go out and we work incredibly hard as a group and as a team, and I think we showed that again today. We massive, you know, work rate from our half hour line, from our full hour line. You need that. And listen, Waterford are a really good team at building the play and building out from the back. And you know, if you're not working hard and you're not trying to turn that over, you know, you're not going to be successful against them. And listen, they were really good at that as well today. You know, both teams, I think, brought a huge intensity to it and huge work rate to it. And there was an awful lot of turnovers. And you know, but that's what league finals are about. And listen, when it came to needing them scores in and you know, needing to get over that line, we did that, and really, really happy.
What is it about this team and their ability to just grind out a victory? We saw it last year in the All-Ireland final especially, and there, I mean, 58 minutes, it's a draw, but you push on and you get the score from Kerry Dolan and another score from Cuiva, just to kind of put it to bed a little bit.
Yeah, Kerry's score was huge for us, and obviously Cuiva come on, and you know, it's great to see her coming on and scoring two unbelievable scores, and we needed that impact off the bench, and we got it, and we've got it all the time. And listen, the girls just, they showed huge character, I think, and resilience since Waterford beat us in Athenry. I think, you know, we two games lost in the league at that stage, and you know, for most people they were writing us off and talking about relegation. But you know, we went down to the rag the following week and had a brilliant victory. And again, you know, you talk about work rate, that epitomises that result as well. And again, against Antrim, we got over the line by 2 points, and you know, we were playing against the breeze in that game. You know, last 5 minutes of the play was level pegging, and we went down and scored 2 points. And eventually, you know, ultimately that got us to the final. You know, we had a really good result against Cork. So that's what the girls show. You know, it is resilience, it is believing in yourself, it is trusting in yourself and trusting the player beside you. And listen, when you do it a couple of times, that's just, you build that trust and you build that confidence in yourself that, yeah, we're going to get over the line here. And listen, for that you need players, you need huge leaders. And you know, I mentioned a few of them there already. We had them all over the field. I think the backs were incredible. You know, against the breeze in the first half, you only conceded 7 points, that was huge. And I think Waterford got 4 points in the second half. So, you know, they should be very, very proud of themselves. But listen, that back line and that defending starts in your full forward line and starts in your half forward line. And I think, you know, as you said there earlier, work rate, that we're really on the money on that today, and that got us over the line eventually.
Is it something that this team already has, like that grit to grind it out, or is it something that you can specifically coach into a team?
No, it's characters, it's people that will step up. You know, it's easy to step up in a game when you're 10 points up and you know everything's going well, but I think we have players out there that have showed, and have showed plenty of times over the last number of years, that they can step up when you really need them, you know, to win a puck out. You know, Kerry Dolan won some huge puck outs there in the first half today when really needed. You know, we're under pressure, and you know, just to put down the puck out and she wins it. You know, we had that all over the field. I think we had that in our backs. They were incredible today. And listen, you can't coach that. You have that, you know, they're big players. But listen, this team, I think we're even written off again coming into today. We keep on being written off for some reason, you know, but we keep on showing up, and that's good. You know, we've been really happy with the league, the consistency we showed. We've got 7 finals in a row now, and I think it was really, really important for us to get over the line today and make it 4 wins. And you know, we've lost 3. That happens, you're not going to win them all, but we're really happy with the consistency we showed. And I think getting to these finals and getting to these big days, I think that helps you in the big games as well, when you need to get over the line, and it's all good.
You probably should have been the people who are looking, you know, the hunted coming into this as All-Ireland champions, but Waterford had that story of historic, their first victory. Did that suit you?
I probably did a bit, yeah. Listen, Waterford are a quality team, there's no doubt about that. I think we, you know, we played them in the championship last year at the line, we just got over the line, and you know, we're missing a good few players in that. And listen, we knew today if we didn't perform well, we weren't going to beat Waterford. They've quality players all over the field. You know, I thought Beck Cairn scored 1 or 2 points there in the first half today. Exceptional, you know, the runs Lorraine Ray was doing in the second half, and I think Mairead O'Brien had us in awful trouble, to be honest with you. She's really good, really good. And listen, they have a really good system and they work well from the back, and some really good defenders. And listen, if you're not on the money and you don't show up, you're not going to beat them. And we're just happy to, you know, as I said, it wasn't the best performance, I don't think. It wasn't the best game, maybe. But, you know, it was all about winning today for us, and just delighted to get over the line.
It probably comes from, Mick Boland had mentioned in the coming weeks as well, that you haven't played many games on grass pitches in any kind of a normal weather circumstances. So will you be almost starting from scratch now in the lead up to championship?
We will. Well, listen, Waterford are lucky enough, and the Munster teams and Leinster teams are happy enough, they're lucky that they have a provincial championship to go at now, and they'll get plenty of games in really good fields and big crowds at Edge of Hope. And for us, look, we'll give the girls 10 days off now. I'm sure they'll enjoy them 10 days, and we'll go back at it. And listen, for us, the big game now is the 6th of June. Cork are coming to Kinney Park, and I suppose the league for us, the first two games in the league, we lost both of them, and it put us on the back foot. And even though in the 23 championship, we had a home game against Cork in the first round and lost that, and it's actually putting us on the back foot. So, I think we need to concentrate on that 6th of June now. It's a massive game. There's only three games for each team in the group. So, if you lose your first game, you're really under pressure. And, we can't even keep losing our games early on in the championship or in the league and expecting to come back. So, listen, that's a huge game for us now. Cork, obviously, they're probably the team to beat in the championship game as they normally are. And, that's what we'll concentrate on now and putting in a performance in that. And, listen, it's 8, 9, 10 weeks away now, but it's important and we'll work towards that. And, we'll do our business and hopefully it's about performing that day as well.
We had a massive game beforehand as well in the 1B between Clare and Dublin. Is this one of the most open Camogie championships that you can remember in recent history?
I think so. I think you have an awful lot of teams. I think we're saying that for the last number of years. Ourselves and Cork are probably, over the last number of years, they got to the last two finals. But, we the likes of Waterford, the likes of Tipperary, you have the likes of Kilkenny, who had a brilliant league, beat us in the first game. And, Dublin, Clare are all going well. And it's probably a pity for us that we're not going to meet them teams. We'll play Waterford, we'll play Tipperary, we'll play Cork. And listen, we'll see how the championship goes, before we have an opinion on it. But, it's I think, we need to see more games. You need to see the big players in more games. And, it's a pity that likes ourselves and Cork and Waterford and Tipperary are only getting three games. And listen, there's probably no jeopardy in the group either, because, you could lose three games and still be in a quarter final. So, listen, we'll take our opinion on it. We'll see how it goes and we'll see how it plays out first. But, you'd have reservations about it. But
Would you have a way that you'd like to see it done?
Listen, it's I think the league works. I think there's six teams in you get five games. I think we need to see Camogie more often, to be honest with you. I think it's more games we need, not less. Yeah. But as I said, we'll see how that works out. We just concentrate now on the Cork game. And as you said there, there's a huge amount of teams that can turn us over in any day. So we need to improve an awful lot. We have a huge amount to improve on. But it's great to be league champions, and it's great to hopefully build on that now momentum in the next few weeks and get ready for the championship.
And sorry, finally, Cathal, in terms of provincial structure, would you like to see something similar to the hurling in that you go into Leinster, or?
Of course it would, but it would probably make sense. All right, it would be good for us, certainly in Galway. Like, but listen, it's probably worked for us in the last number of weeks or the last number of years. We know now that we're not going to have a provincial championship, so we kind of concentrate on the league, and that's worked well for us. And as I said, we got to the last few finals, and we're happy with that. So, the girls like to get a break now. They get a break for 10 days. And we'll come back and we'll be it'll be hell for leather for the championship. So I suppose I just like to see the league maybe starting later.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it. That's what I'd like to see for me. I think we're cramming in a huge amount of games in January and February. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe if we left the league off for a couple of weeks, and played it a bit later, maybe it'd work better. But listen, I think probably need to look at it, but let's see how this year has come. It might be really good. It might be a brilliant championship, and we'll see. And we'll see how that goes, and we'll make a judgment then after that.
Very good. Cathal, enjoy the celebrations. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Mel.
A dramatic finish in Nolan Park here, and three second half goals have secured the Division 1B Central Camogie League title for Clare, who have beaten Dublin by 3 points on a scoreline of 3-11 to 17 points. There was absolutely nothing between these teams all day, with Dublin leading by 7 points to 5 at halftime, having played with the breeze. Clare got off to a strong start after halftime, getting 3 points on the bounce, but Dublin were not going away, and place balls from Ashin Maher kept them in touch, with Ashin Gannon and Ashin O'Neill getting their first scores of the day. But it was the goals that made the difference. Lorna McNamara, who finished with 2-7, got there first after reacting to a drop ball on the Dublin goal line. Her second came after a Dublin defensive error. After taking a sideline from the hand, the ball was sent back across the face of goal, and McNamara, who was excellent throughout, intercepted it and finished clinically to the net. Despite the Dublin fight back, it wasn't enough, and Clare's substitute Áine O'Loughlin first slotted a point over her shoulder from the sideline before finding the net with 2 minutes to go. An injury time free from Maher put three between them, but Dublin couldn't find the goal they needed. Clare come home with the cup and promotion to Division 1A next season. Full time here in Nolan Park. Clare 3-11, Dublin 17 points. Eugene, what a win. You must be happy after that.
Yeah.
Look, I'm delighted for the girls. A great win today. We were lucky last year in the final, and it was one of our main goals to get back here. And you know, we made a pact to say that we weren't coming away today without the cup. We've too much hard work put in since last November, and I'm just delighted for the girls.
You drew with Dublin in the opening round when you faced them. They weren't at full strength. You probably didn't know who your starting 15 was. How different was that game to today?
No, look, at the first round of the league, you just know who you are. You're playing challenge games. You're putting on different players and trying. No one knows who they are. It was a huge battle above in Abbottstown. We got the last three to level it. But we've showed some great character in the league. Coming back from the dead against Limerick as well to win, we knew we had the quality in the team, and we are just happy that the girls won today.
The battle around the middle third, especially in the first half, was immense. You were going toe to toe every player, but you somehow managed to kick that on in the second half. What was different?
Well, see, when you're playing against the Breeze, you kind of have to try and nullify their strong players. And we knew from the word go that the middle third was going to be an absolute minefield today. And, you know, we got our matchups right. We were 2 points down at half time, reasonably happy. But we knew we needed a huge effort in the second half. And then, John, when you put the walk right out the field, right, you will get the look inside. And we got three goals in to finish it off.
Yeah. Work rate outside the field, like Claire Heher, especially in that half back line, she was sweeping up, she was getting on a lot of ball, and the delivery she was able to get into the likes of Lauren inside was incredible.
Yeah, Claire Heher, I mean, she's around, I don't know, 14, 15 years, and this is her first bit of silver. I'm delighted for her. She's in my own club lady as well. But I mean, Sinead O'Keefe down the back, who's rock solid. You'd Niamh Mull there as well with her. Abby Walsh, young girl, just after winning Fitzgibbon with Cork as well, and Ashbourne with Cork. So those girls, I mean, they put in tremendous work all year. We have a huge amount of work done since November, so this is credit to them, and they deserve it. And hopefully they'll enjoy the night.
I'm sure you will too, but is this, some people might say, this isn't the end for you today, claiming this title. What does the success look like for Clare for you this year?
Well, we got to the quarter-final in the All-Ireland last year, and had a huge day out, and a huge learning curve for us to be in Croke Park. We'll reassess now. This is our goal for this. We'll reassess after today, have a look at it, and we'll go again for the All-Ireland Championship.
You'll be playing Waterford. They're just warming up behind us here. Will you be keeping a keen eye on them, because you have them in the provincial?
Yeah, we're playing them next Saturday in QZ Park and Innes. So we'll look at it. We'll enjoy this. We'll watch it with some of this, and we'll enjoy.
Claire playing in Division 1A next year. How does that sound?
Yeah, it's pretty good. You know, I suppose we fell short last year. We were a bit disappointed with it. But yeah, look, delighted. I think we really put in the work, so delighted that it's come through today. Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about the game out there today? It was an absolute battle from start to finish.
Yeah. You know, that first half, the first 20 minutes, it was championship pace. Let's call it what it was. Like, it really was championship pace. I suppose we are kind of nearly in at that stage at the moment, so I suppose you are getting to the end of pre-season, thank God. Yeah, so we're lucky, you know. I suppose it did ebb and flow there in the first half. We were happy going in at half-time that we had kept it to a minimum. But yeah, no, we're happy with it.
Well, what goes on in the dressing room then at halftime? You're 2 points down, but you have the aid of the Breeze.
Yeah, I suppose it's kind of looking at what you did well, what to improve on, but then again, not thinking that the Breeze is going to win you the game. It obviously is there as a help. It can, you know, you always have the aid of the wind at your back, but not to focus too much on. So yeah, no, definitely it was to kind of, same again, just keep that intensity up.
You had a target player in there, Lachlan McNamara, who you were hitting long balls into all day long.
Yeah.
Some hands.
Oh, it's unreal when you have a player like that to just drive the ball into. You know, she's phenomenal. She's absolutely phenomenal. And yeah, I'm just delighted for her today as well, that she had a really good day.
You got the scoring sheet yourself?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was more of a hit and hope than anything else, I think. But yeah, look, delighted when they go over. But yeah.
And just to score three goals in any half is important, but to score them when it really matters. I mean, like, Dublin weren't going away. You traded scores all the way through the second half. Áine O'Loughlin coming off the bench to grab two.
Yeah. Yeah. Goals win matches. I suppose it's the old saying, but. You could really see that they were kind of momentum swingers, and we made sure that, you know, you have to you have to build on that as well. You know, there's no point scoring a goal and then kind of letting the foot off the pedal and then Dublin coming up and getting a score again. So it was really about kind of driving on once we did get those crucial scores.
There was a lot of talk last year about how good you played in the quarter final against Waterford and Croke Park, but how important is it for you to get silverware now? These are medals that you'll never be able to take away from you.
Yeah, you know, I think I haven't. It's not beknownst to anyone else in Clare, but we haven't won anything in the senior grade in a long time. Albeit it is 1B, we know we are happy with it, but we know we can push on and do more. So yeah.
Looking forward, are you going to stay around for the game now because you're playing Waterford next week?
I'm not sure. Someone in our management team will have that covered. We've more important things to do.
Off the ball, GAA.
You know, people have spoken about the freeze coming off him. Would that affect him? Not an ounce. Water off a duck's back. And I think that people maybe overhyped that a lot throughout the league because, you know, Aidan was going so well and maybe Aaron wasn't getting that feed of ball. You see when you put ball into that man what he can do with it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.